Send pictures when you can.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Claudia Jordan. Welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. I'm back with my girls, Pippa A. Fox. What's up, beautiful?
Hey, girlfriend. Hey.
Hello. And also, Miss Lisa Ray. Hey, pretty.
Hey there. Thank you. Hi.
And the lovely Selena Johnson. Hey, pretty girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Now we're here. What'd you say?
I said, hello, world. Okay.
And we are here to dish about everything that's trending in the news and on social media. So you know how we do here on Cocktails with the Queens. Ladies, what are y'all drinking? Anybody drinking tonight?
Oh, absolutely, honey. I am in these New York streets, but I've got my usual Pinot Noir. Yes.
Ooh, Selena, are you in New York too?
I am in New York, but I don't have a fancy drink because the hotel that I'm in is not... It didn't do its thing on the wine side, and I couldn't get to the... It's too far. Like, I would have had to go far to go get it and bring it back. So it's water tonight. So
no mini bar, Selena. That's what I want. This got mine's real quick, girl.
This room tricked me. You know, New York. Not to trick your ass. Like, you'd be like, okay, yeah, okay. Then you get there, and then the room is this big.
Oh, and so, can I tell you another thing too? It's like not every hotel has went back to having liquor and having, you know, the mini bar and stuff full.
That's true.
That happens for New York hotel rooms and Paris and in Europe. The rooms are small.
Oh, terrible. And then it'd be dividers in the bed sometimes. You ever have a twin bed and it's like they push two twin beds together.
And you will definitely get tricked in Miami. The room will look clean, and when you get there, be stains on the wall, and you'll be like,
"Yes, Claudia,
ain't that true?"
Yeah,
I don't trust Miami.
You're tricking people out here in these streets.
Lisa Ray, what you sipping on?
My sunshine.
Yes, my tea. Okay. Well, I'm in New York too, so three out of four queens are in New York. So we might need to link up somewhere tonight. I'm drinking some pre workout because I'm so tired, and I just need every bit of this energy. I need some crack or something. I'm so tired.
Not crack. Well, crack is whack.
That's right. We got your energy tonight, Claudia. Don't worry about it. But we should tell everybody why we're in New York. It's the fabulous New York Fashion Week. U.S. Open. New York is popping this week.
It sure is. And I had a fun time. I got to say, shout out to Bevy Smith.
Oh, I love Bevy.
And Rolanda Watts. I was hanging with those two. And Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. And the stories that were told today.
Watch out now. That was a comic fest, I'm sure. The amount of comedy that took place in that conversation.
All I'm going to say is legendary. Just
wow. I wish I was a fly on the wall. I bet you those stories were so good. If you see all of them, make sure that you tell him, hey, because I saw him at the Fashion Bomb Daily Show. And it was like a wave across the room hit you after, but it was packed.
Who'd you see?
Al.
Okay, I'll definitely tell him. I might get back out tonight if this pre-workout kicks in. I just need some energy, though. All right, so it's Virgo season, and you know we're celebrating our very own queen Selena Johnson's birthday all month long. Sister girl, how was your birthday last Friday, and how did you celebrate it? We weren't with you, but how was it?
Well, mine is the amazing queens. I, as you guys know, I didn't get to go where I wanted to go, but my friends surprised me, and they took me to a spa day. And we just like rented a room. Well, they rented me a room, and I just like walked around and went wherever they told me to go. So we went to a really nice restaurant. We had a spa day. I stayed in the spa the whole time. And then we just had like girl sleepover. It was really cute. It was really fun. And then I had beautiful, beautiful flowers from Vivica A. Fox. I know Lisa Ray sent something. I think she might have sent some, child, because I think we got invested. Gave Lisa Ray because
I know, right?
Lisa Ray got my address, and then I think it's lost. So we got to investigate Lisa Ray's what she sent. But it was beautiful.
And my husband probably going to take part two credit of my gift. I sent you some coins.
Oh, she definitely sent me a cash app. Okay,
boom.
Okay, man. She sent me a cash app, honey. Let me tell you something. When I tell you, Miss Vivica Fox is the mother, the grandmother, and the auntie. Okay. She hooked me up for my birthday, but she knows that everybody knows I'm a flower girl. And when I tell you, when I walked in that kitchen and saw those flowers, I could not believe my eyes. They were absolutely breathtaking. Every day I'd be trying to feed them and trying to keep them alive.
you appreciate a good flower, not just like the bouquet in the little regular little glass vase, you know what I mean? But the arrangement and how they put the creativity in it. And Vivica, you know how to do that, because even when we're on productions, they send stuff, you'd be like, well, what? Who flowered these?
who put these together?
Vivica is really good for that. And I feel very raggedy. I'll be in Atlanta on Thursday for a week filming a movie, Talena, and I would like to take you out and spend
Claudia, I was going to get to you. Listen, I'm not just a gift girl. Every single queen, they posted the most beautiful posts. Claudia had the most gorgeous, beautiful post about me. Almost took me down to the tears. Whoa. But all of the queens posted beautiful posts. So I still felt blessed and loved on that day. And so my husband took me out. My kids took me to the movies, child. KJ actually used his money and took me to the movies. I thought that was very cute.
That's so. Well, you deserve it.
Happy birthday, Selena. We love you.
Happy Thanks, birthday. God. I'm going to be there Thursday. So I'm going to take you out to Swingin' Richie.
You're doing it, Claudia. Just let me know, girl. We can go get this drink here. I wish I could have went to Lisa Ray's premiere, because that would have been fun. She was so fine on her premiere, child. Yeah. But I was getting my hair done.
She did look fabulous. She her great. And Bella was and Kai.
So we got the whole...
Did you see Bella Ray?
Yes, of course I saw Bella so Ray. She was feeling the camera. Bella Ray had the hand on the hip and everything.
We got the whole month to celebrate you. So Selena's Cash App, we'll make sure we get that out during the show. If y'all want to take her off at the fans, the soulmates want to send a little sun for all that she does and all this great work.
Okay.
All right, let's get to these hot topics. I want to kick off the show with some Black Girl Magic. Now, over the weekend at Disney D23 Expo, they released a sneak peek of the highly anticipated live-action film of The Little Mermaid starring Hailey Bailey. The film also features Bailey's remake of the beloved song, Part of Your World. Are you ladies excited to see Hailey Bailey make history as The Little Mermaid? Vivica?
Absolutely.
Right, there we go. Jinx, this is the trailer that we've all been waiting for. I mean, we've heard about this, you know, Hailey being, you know, the first African-American mermaid that Disney is given the opportunity to have some Black girl magic. Baby, honey, girlfriend came through. The red hair was, you know, looking like water was glistening all over and everything. And she just looks beautiful. And I'm just so happy for her. And it was just beautiful. I was very, very.
I like that it's history being made. You know what I mean? Like history. Those kind of things ain't going nowhere because that's stamped in history. You know what I mean? And so she gets a chance and an opportunity to have her singing career and her acting career, and everybody see her on a whole different platform. And these kids get a chance to see Black beauty and making there. And bravo for Disney giving an opportunity and a chance to let everybody know in the world know what we know, that Black magic is real.
That's right. And Selena?
You know, it was nostalgic of the, remember the This Is No Ordinary Love Sade video?
Yeah.
Oh, underwater child, and she was a mermaid and all of the stuff. And I just felt that kind of Black girl magic, just very reminiscent of that moment. And it's history for us, but then it was like history repeating itself in that instance. And she's so beautiful and she can sing.
She can sing.
Her brains out. So, you know, and then she sounds so angelic. You know, it's just a perfect fit. And like Lisa Ray said as well, you know, just for young girls to see this fantastic, I think Vivica touched on this too, just to see this fantastic young woman be in this role is very inspiring for young girls. So, so excited. Can't wait to see it. And I'm taking my sons to see it. They need to see Black women and Black girls happen on all levels.
And shame at the closed-minded people in America that still try to get angry when fictitious characters that are cartoons or Disney characters get, you know, when Black girls, Black women, and Black men get hired to play these roles, and they get so upset about it. And I love that you guys are so mad, but guess what? Can't stop, won't stop. It's still gonna happen. Okay. Keep on killing it. And
you're
she is
right, Claudia. There's definitely, like, you want to say, what is wrong with us having our turn to be princesses, to be Disney characters, to be royalty? I mean, it really is a sad state than when you get that pushback. There was one African-American gentleman on one of the shows, and I love his response. He said, look, my job is to show up and act and play my character. So shut it down. I don't listen to none of the haters.
Good.
Okay. So rude. They want everything. Greedy, little greedy bastards. All right. Moving on. During an appearance on The Late Show with James Corden, Kris Jenner took a lie detector test, and Corden asked her about Kim Kardashian's infamous sex tape with Ray J. Corden asked, "Did you help Kim release her sex tape?" To which she shook her head and answered, "No." Well, after a few tense seconds, the polygraph examiner, John Grogan, confirmed that Kris Jenner was telling the truth. Kris replied, "Thank you. We cleared that up." Well, after that clip went viral, Ray J definitely caught wind of it. He posted a video with the following caption: "You bleeped with the wrong black man, Kris Jenner." And Kim Kardashian, "I don't give a bleep how old this bleep is." Ray J also wrote, "What you trying to do to me is almost inhumane and foul at the highest level. Bleep this being just racist. This is wrong to do to anybody. You think you could just bleep people over and get away with it forever?" Ray J continued his rant by calling out the polygraph examiner and wrote, "John Grogan is a fake. He is not a polygraph examiner. He is quite accurately known as the polygraph parasite. He's been convicted of 26 counts of fraud." Ooh, spill the tea, Ray J.
Oh,
"And had his PI license pulled from him. And he simply became a world-known polygraph examiner. It's all BS. What do you think about Kris Jenner's lie detector test and Ray J's claim? Selena, let's go to you first. What you think about this?" Ray J was spilling tea all weekend long.
Girl, listen. I don't know much about the streets and how they be talking, but it is giving busted for me. Like, Ray J is bananas. Okay, he's bananas on so many levels. He's off the chain. But one thing that we've known him to kind of really be is kind of blatant and honest on certain in his foolishness. Like, when it is what it is, like, what you see is what you get. Now, his cheating on his woman, that's lying. Okay, but this right here, I believe him, guys. I gotta tell you, I believe everything that he's saying. He's pulling out receipts. I believe him. And it's not even like people, when it came out, we was like, for real? I think that people already kind of felt that way about this whole situation anyway. So
I'm
it's sad, but
I absolutely believe it. I mean, why wouldn't she be? She's the ultimate momager. You know what I mean? The ultimate mogul mine, you know what I mean? And those are kids. And what she's even doing now, she's a mastermind. She's a puppeteer. And those girls, they listen. They have had to listen, because if one, she did it with one, and then she did it with the second one, and then she did it with the third, it's like fourth in line. It's like fourth and fifth is like, yeah, I do. I will. I bark. I whack. You know what I mean? It's like that. So, yeah.
It's giving pimp. It's giving pimpish.
What you think?
I'm so over this damn story. That's what I
really think.
That they going way back in the vault and having this woman on a late night talk show taking a polygraph, and just, you know, let some things, like, everybody needs to move on from this. I like Ray J. I mean, he's a man that's now has a family with, you know, he has children as well too. So why now? That's what I want to say. Why would she go on a late night talk show and do a lie detector test about the sex tape? They already know how reactive Ray J is when it comes to this matter. And I just think they need to let this dog, this dead dog, just be buried and get on over with. Because it's just, I hate to see Ray J get that angry and go on these rants for days, you know?
Here's my thing. Kris Jenner, you're brilliant. And I actually would be okay with you pimping me for just like 1 year, just so I could kind of get things together. And then I can have a soul back, but just for like a year. Just like a year. See what you could do with me.
Because the Illuminati too deep, so you can't go there.
I can't go there. Because I run my mouth too much. They kick me out in like the first 2 weeks.
Okay.
Kris Jenner, we can work together for like a year. But anyways, knowing what you know about Ray J, right? You know when someone has hold your secret and they've been cool enough to not put you on blast, why would you then do anything that would agitate said person? You know, like, be happy that he kept his mouth shut all these years, because he didn't have to. He could have been dropped the tea and he didn't. So the fact that you knew this, why would you do anything? Like, let sleeping dogs lie. Like, why?
That's what I was looking for, Claudia.
That's a dog's life. Yeah.
But ladies, here's the thing though. Really, 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 like, it's not going to change anything. They're not going to get no less money, no less TV time, and none of that. So it's not going to even help Ray J, because it never has.
So, you know, storyline, that's what I just was like, when I saw it, I was like, what? And then, to be honest with you, I didn't know there were three tapes. Did y'all know that there were three tapes?
No, I didn't. Yeah. But that's what they know. And I feel like, you know, to your question, Claudia, like, it's a little bit of narcissism. You know, narcissists feel like they can't be touched. They feel like they can't, nothing can bother them, nothing can hurt them. And so, you know, this isn't the first time, you know, technically that they've been in the news going back and forth with somebody. They went back and forth with Black China. They go back and forth, you know, they go back and forth with people accusing them of certain
things. Why the Black community? Why do they go to the Black community?
You know what, ladies?
Kim had a very visible relationship with Pete Davidson. Why go back to Ray J?
You know what? Let's take a quick break because I want to see what y'all think. I was going to skip this story, but I want to talk about the fact that this claims that they said Kris Jenner had them refilm their sex. Right. So let's take a quick commercial break and come back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. I got my girls Lisa Ray, Selena Johnson, Vivica A. Fox. Hey, girls.
Hey.
So, Selena, I got this jumpsuit. I've been shopping on the little cheap website before it was Fashion Nova. I've been on Shein. My little jumpsuit was like $15, and it's so cute.
Oh, no.
See, Akira in that pattern that I saw it in. I love Akira. I don't be caring what nobody's saying. I stay down to the Akira chair. I love me some Akira.
I'm going to send you a link. But okay.
But it's cute.
Speaking of links, let's get back into this Ray J situation. Before we went to break, we talked about the explosive stuff that happened over the weekend. So Ray J also made other claims about the Kardashians. He said that Kris Jenner made him and Kim Kardashian refilm their sex tape for safety purposes. Take a look at this clip.
Her mama made us go shoot it for safety. She watched the and said, hey, we're going to go with the first one because the first one is better. It gives my daughter a better look.
Well,
that's the tea right there. What do you that's all of it.
What y'all think about Ray J's claims? And if they're true, like, what y'all think? What y'all think? Lisa, right? We go to you first. What you think? What you think, girl?
Not lying. And that right there is manipulative and a fool and a mastermind all at the same time. She did that. She knew what she was going to do, what she wanted it to be. And that both of them, really for them to even go back and retape it. They were in on it too.
They were all in on it together. Nobody
y'all
was
all crazy. In on it. So what's the big deal? It's I'm out, very- it's over, and y'all are married and going with your life. So
guys, despite Ray J, I'm very concerned. If this is true, you know, which it appears to be very true, but if it's true, do you know what that means as a mother? What you've done to your kids, what you've done to your daughters? That's traumatizing. That's absolutely outrageous. And it's, I don't care how
rich. That ain't traumatizing. She didn't capitalize. Not traumatizing. That's capitalizing.
Traumatizing. It's not enough money in the world that will be able to undo what she has done in terms of how her daughters will look at relationships from here on out. And
ladies,
this is
why they don't give a damn about that.
Ladies, let me ask y'all a question, okay? We all grown. We've all probably made sex tapes with significant others, right? Think about your dirtiest, filthiest. You was like, oh, I did that night. Could you now think of your tape. Vivica, you laughing, so I know you got some. I got some too. Now think about your mama looking at your tape and saying, I need another angle for my daughter.
Viv,
we
can do it
better. We can spread eagle better than that. What can y'all
That's
imagine?
Crazy. It's crazy.
If you got a business relationship with your mama and your mama then promised you, if y'all listen to me, I will make y'all not only millionaires, but famous and billionaires, and the whole world will be messing with y'all. They didn't say that. They formed their own Illuminati. they formed their own little cult there and said, this is what we can do.
But there was no guarantee that this was going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take a chance when you put out there, like, what if they were like, meh?
It's horrible. It's absolutely outrageous. If my mama did that to me, I don't know what
else. Only one that ain't playing the game is Kendall. She's like, look here, I'm not changing nothing. I'm going to be a supermodel and I'm going to be over here. And every
Modeling world don't play that. Models don't like, modeling world don't play that. You got to be a straight size, be able to sit, fit in them sample sizes, girl, that booty and all that foolishness. No, model world don't play that.
I could never have my mother see me reverse cowgirl. I just couldn't. Okay, moving on. People who will not be reverse cowgirling together. Divorce battle between Neo and his estranged wife, Crystal Renee, is heating up as they battle over custody of their children and for alimony. Now, according to Radar Online, court documents reveal that Neo objected to Crystal's temporary request for temporary and permanent alimony, and that he's fighting for joint legal and physical custody of their three children. Crystal told the court she relied on Neo's money to pay the bills, since they agreed she wouldn't work. Neo said he is an established professional entertainer, while Crystal had been formally unemployed at times during the marriage. Neo said Crystal's image and earning potential has benefited significantly due to their personal association with him and his career. I also heard him say that she was a professional dancer before all this, and she can basically go back to that and pay the bills. What are your thoughts on their legal battle? Let's go to you, Vivica. What you think? Neo, damn.
God dang, Neo. You know, I mean, bruh, come on, man. I mean, like, it's like, she gave, how many kids do they have together?
Three kids.
So now you're going to be like, girl, you better go on back to dancing. Like, you have to support this family and your children that you've now created. This is part of it. You can't just like, check out and be like, oh, well, you're on your own now. Well, going back to dancing. No, you made three children with her and you will have to pay child support. And if you've made a promise to her that you would support her, alimony. So you can't just check out when you want and it's convenient for you. You just can't. Be a man, man up, do what you're supposed to do and keep it moving, because you're making yourself not look good doing this. And I'm being this.
I agree. And I think that he knows that he's the breadwinner and he makes the money, and she sat down no matter what the heck she did. She wasn't doing it no more. And when you go into court, you know that the judge is not going to listen to that foolishness because you are Neo. So of course you have made more money than what she would have, you know, she makes, period. No matter how much notoriety she's, you know, gotten off of his name. She's not paying any bills. I doubt that they were splitting, saying, I'm going to pay the mortgage and you pay the electricity and the water bill. I doubt that that was happening. So, you know, I think the courts is going to look at that and throw that out and throw the book at them, you know.
Elena, what you think about this story?
I agree with both Lisa Ray and Vivica. And I just like to add to that, you know, you're right, Lisa Ray. He told her not to work, according to the document. So she stayed home and sat back so that you could thrive. Let's just be very clear. You have three children. There's no way on God's green earth that with all that traveling that you're doing and all the stuff you're doing, that you would have been able to equally take care of these kids. So what she did was she sacrificed any of her dreams or anything that she wanted to do or might've wanted to do so that you could thrive, so that you could take care of them. You all were in a team situation. So it's absolutely preposterous for you to act like she could just go out here and get a job and just make up the difference. That's not the lifestyle that your kids are used to. So that's first of all. And second of all, you're acting out of anger. Stop it. It's outrageous. Come to a settlement and negotiate how much would be feasible for her to have alimony as well as child support, and go on about your business. And another thing, being a housewife or whatever, taking care of the kids and not working, that is a job. That is not an easy thing to do. Taking care of children and all the things that come with kids is not easy. And taking care of your punk ass and all the stuff that you got going that you can't deal with. She had to deal with that too, and keep herself up and give you sex every time you wanted it while you was cheating with other women. So
I was gonna say that, because if all of those allegations are true, then there's no, well, I mean, it could be some coming back for her, but it doesn't seem like that would be a reason to just jump back into a marriage and go, yes, it's okay. Because those allegations was a little deep there. You know what I mean? What, it was prostitutes and having raw sex and
come on, and,
for her.
And can you know, this before we move on from this topic, and I'll make it very quick, you guys. To all these youngins, stop running to social media and saying what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. Let you know, someone gets a case against you, anything you say or do can be held against you. So the judge is going to look at that and say, oh, you didn't think you was going to pay?
You know, it's the audacity for me with a lot of these men. You know, you, first of all, let's go back to what you did with Moneta, which I love. Pressure her to tie her tubes. You didn't want any more kids. Uh-huh. Then you cheat on her and you get with this girl who actually at the beginning was kind of being kind of shitty to Moneta and kind of like, I got him.
I won.
Okay. And you got the prize that you wanted to win, sweetheart. So you lose them how you get them a lot of times. But I'm still going to have sympathy for you because you are a woman that you made vows to this man. And as far as I've known, I've never heard anything about you being a bad wife or mother. I think you actually, you know, were a faithful woman. So you get with this man, right? And he tells you not to work and you take yourself out of the job field. And then he goes and cheats on you. And now he wants to punish you for what he did. And I'm sure that some of the stuff that she was saying and how she was being to Moneta came from her conversations with him. Because, you know, guys be gassing you up when you get with them. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not even putting it just on her. He probably was like, she just a complaining black. You know how they do it. And we'd be like, oh, no, she's mean. How could she do you like that? And we prematurely run our mouth, believing our dude. You know what I mean? So it's like you puppeteer this situation. And again, I've always liked Neil, but I'm liking him less and less the more I hear about his personal life. Because this is raggedy. How you gonna get me? I have three kids and you'll leave me hanging and say, go back to the pole. Go.
As I said, you just low. Talking in that grave, you just.
Oh, is that the kind of dancing he's talking about? Oh, I thought she was a. Okay.
Oh, you thought it was Alvin Ailey, Lisa Ray.
No, I'm not sure. Backup for somebody, you know, but not the backup on the pole, but okay.
And I just hate how these men be like, you know, facilitating this kind of environment, making this environment, and that we be mad at each other and disrespecting each other and believing what this dude is telling us. Neo, man, your brand is so ruined, like so tarnished now. You were this great R&B singer. We believed you.
Okay, let's move on, y'all, because I want to get some other stuff in. Yeah.
Okay. On Sunday's episode of Queen Radio, Nicki Minaj fight off on Garcelle Beauvais. Who got beef for Garcelle Beauvais from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Now, the animosity apparently stemmed from when Garcelle and the other hosts of the now-canceled talk show The Real interviewed the woman who accused Nicki's husband, Kenneth Petty, of sexual assault. Nicki said it's because they wanted ratings. She continued, and then the next thing that happened to them is they're canceled. And now this lady is on one of the, you know, the one that's on the Real Housewives is talking about it. Leave my son alone. Don't leave comments under my son's page. Nicki continued, bleep if you can't stand to feel the bleep and heat, then get the bleep out the kitchen. Did you care about my bleeping son? I see why that white man left you, bitch. Disgusting. What are your thoughts on Nicki's rant against Garcelle Beauvais?
Oh, child, honey. That's one person you don't want to beef with is Nicki, girl. I'm sure Garcelle got a whole bunch of unicorns up to her.
You know, we know.
I made a mistake one time and said one tiny little thing, and I wasn't trying to be mean. Baby, I had to block unicorns from New York to L.A.
You know I did too, Vivica. I didn't know they was there.
Girl, stay strong, girl, because them unicorns, they going to be coming through your...
A unicorn came to my house. I said, God.
Child, heck no. Well, you know, this is just one thing I want to say. You know, people... You know, everyone, this is our job. We do hot topics. And so we are, you know, we voice our opinions and, you know, and some people, they remember, they like, oh, remember the time? And they get highly offended. But, you know, Garcelle was doing her job at the time reporting, you know, commenting on a story that was a hot topic at the time. I've never known Garcelle to be mean. You know, and I was actually shocked when she got into the Housewives franchise, but it's been good for her. This is just part of it.
Can I just bring like, it down? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Claudia, because I know.
I think we got to
take a break. Okay,
a quick comment, and then we're going to go to break. I'm just going to say this, and we can pick this back up. can we just let the folks know there's a list of topics that we get and we cover that's trending and we cover them? I don't think Garcelle.
Because everybody in the entertainment business is newsworthy. So again, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
That part. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And unicorns, you trying to come to my house, I got a unicorn killer right by my door. So don't be coming to my house and bother my homegirls with all that nonsense. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. What they do, Vivica and Lisa Wright, what they do? Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. We were having a fun time talking about that last story. So we all have gotten those unicorns in our inbox. We need something for the queens, but a crown is just not aggressive enough. Should we have a crown and like a scepter or like a spear or something? Like we should have something where
we should use a crown, but it should be when we're trying to love you to death, when we're trying to be over positive. We shouldn't have anything dealing with hate and trying to take over and be hateful. Ours should represent
a halo. A halo on the queen, yes. Over the crown. Like,
no, F that. I want people to be scared when our mom comes to them. I need something. Oh, they're going to come for me with the crown.
We can put ninjas.
Hey, in the chat, put the emoji in the chat that that would represent the queen so we can have a tribe. All right, y'all.
Oh, that's going to be funny. No.
we have reached a part of the show.
Hey, we supposed to go high when they go low. Sometimes I like going on the low, though. Sometimes I came up on the low end, so sometimes.
How low can you go?
Sometimes a clap back is necessary.
I agree, but you know what?
Don't do it too, girl. I be looking at her comments, and I have to circle some stuff and send it to her. Go, really, girl?
Listen, I was going through my tweets today, and I saw Vivica cut somebody out down to the tweet. I was like,
I wasn't supportive of the WNBA, and I was like, no, sir.
I was trying to find out what they said, but she got
ladies, it's all about balance, so we can clap back. And we can also be queens. So we've reached a part of the show where we talk about our relationships and challenges that we have faced in our own lives and how we overcame them without cussing people out on Instagram. Welcome to our queendom. Y'all made that hard for me to get to some positivity, man. We're talking about cussing people out. Our topic tonight will focus on the jealousy and competition that lurks in the background of many female friendships. For example, you have more than likely had a friendship, a friend that compares their success to yours, or a friend who doesn't celebrate your wins, or the one who questions your taste in men. So is it possible, ladies, to maintain a healthy friendship with someone who is jealous of you, acting as a friend? What are your thoughts, ladies? And do men deal with the same things in their friendships? Vivica, you want to go first on this one?
Well, unfortunately, it's human nature, unfortunately. And I'll say that. That, you know, sometimes if you're in the same business, that's why I've learned not to date someone that's in the same field as me, because competition, I don't know why it happens, but it does. I would say this, if you find a friend that every time you have a success, get a role, get an award, and they don't celebrate you, dismiss them from your life. I have to be that honest about you. Mm-hmm. You, especially once you get older, you need a supportive group of friends that get you, that celebrate you, that lift you up. To those that don't, goodbye. And I have called that season for me a season of shedding. And I have found for myself that I'm much happier shedding those who don't support me.
That part. Okay. Selena?
Oh, my goodness. Times two. Everything she just said. You definitely cannot have a friendship with someone who is jealous of you. And I feel also that it can be rather dangerous, because you don't know to what lengths people will go to in the midst of their hate, because that's what jealousy can manifest to. There's one thing to be envious. You know, it's okay to have friends that are like, oh my God, this is so cool. And, you know, envious and aspire to get to a level that you're on. It's nothing wrong with that. That's why, you know, you can align yourself with people that you want to work with that can help you get to a level and vice versa, you know. But for me, I don't know what we want to deal with you if you ain't already on my level or going above. Oh, that's just me. I'm trying to pull the poke up from the ground. So no, I'm with Vivica on that. Peace out. Good luck. Okay. But no.
Good luck. Good luck. Okay. No.
Lisa Ray, what you think about this?
I don't even know, girl, because jealousy will get your ass whooped. So that.
I gotta get out of here.
Okay. Don't make her go pull a gun on you and say, everybody, get out.
I'm going to say this. It's sad when it's a one-sided issue where, like, you're just oblivious and you, like, love everybody and you're like, that's my girl. I love her. I want to help her out. And I remember having friends and we were all struggling and starting off in the business and, like, sharing auditions, which, you know, most people don't do that because they want to book it themselves, right? And I'm thinking, like, opposite. Like, well, if I don't get it, I would love for one of my friends to get it. Instead exactly. of saying, I don't know. And then maybe she's going to return the favor and include me in some of her auditions. Whether that's career suicide or not, I don't know. I'm still working. I don't know. It seemed to be working okay. I just feel like you keep putting that good energy out there. But it sucks when you have a friend hiding amongst the ranks, right? You love and the whole time they're hating and you don't know that it's coming from them. Like, you know, we've friends that put stuff in blogs on you. They act like they love you and they're there for the perks and popping the bottles, but then they really secretly they're jealous and they're sick of seeing you win. That is the worst that's the worst kind of betrayal. I had a friend like that I was so shocked because I really thought she was a sister. Mm-hmm. And it was so painful.
It goes back to the Bible, Claudia, with Judas, mm-hmm. with Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm real familiar with the Bible. No, I'm not.
Well, that's okay. Well, I'm going to give you a little take.
Please help me, Bill.
Church right now. Well, those who you think are the closest to you are envious and will despise you and try to take you down. So,
I find a little friendly competition. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nothing wrong with a little friendly competition. Yeah. Absolutely.
When you start being manipulative and then you want to try to take you down secretly and all that. And I got to watch you. That becomes dangerous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Parties.
Yeah. And you know what? What else is even worse? As entertainers, it's even worse for us because sometimes people will align themselves with us simply because they're trying to utilize your context, utilize your name and likeness.
Come up.
Built all these years and they want to get the shortcut, step on you and get over you. Mm. And they think I can do what she's doing better. They think that too. Very, very sick individuals. And it's hard to see. It's hard to point them out sometimes because, you know, as entertainers, we try to be as down to earth as we can. We try to be as loving as we can because there's this already preconceived perception that we're jerks and that we're terrible. So we sometimes try to let our guards down to just let people in and then it jams us up real bad.
I'm going to add a little cherry on that real quick. If you notice really successful people, they have a small circle.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before we go, I want, since this is Queen M and we're supposed to be more vulnerable, I'm going to just share real quick and be honest, full transparency. I had one time in my life where I was actually jealous of someone that I actually helped get into my modeling agency. This is early on in my career. And I'm so glad it happened when I was like 21 because I got it out of my system and I was able to recognize that feeling that, oh, I'm obsessing a little bit. I'm comparing. And as soon as I recognized that, I hooked this girl up with my agent. She started blowing up as a real model, like not a commercial model, but like a fashion Paris right away. 6 foot tall, beautiful, look like Cindy Crawford, right? And I started comparing myself to her and I was jealous. And I caught it early enough. Thank God that I had whatever inside me that caught it. And I never let it happen to me again. I was like, you know what?
Good for you.
She's supposed to have that. And I'll get mine somewhere else. And thank God I did. But mm-hmm. I think it's normal and human to be jealous.
Yeah.
What separates us is to kind of like to check it when you feel it and not let it take over. Because these people that we're talking about, they have never had that self-awareness to check it and stop it. Because you can control that. You can have
it's their agenda. Some of them is their agenda.
Here's what's so cool about it too is like you recognize the little jealousy that person you're around and they even kill you with kindness and say, it's okay. Come on. Let me show you how to get it. Let me show you. Then it's like, then you got to be humble enough then to go, oh, you know what? She is super cool. There's no reason for me to be jealous. Because you know what? Thank you, girl. That can reverse. You can kill with kindness. Like, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Have or they'll say, oh, great. This will be easier than
What is meant for you is meant for you.
That part. And half the time, the person you're jealous of can actually help you with some advice to get to where they're at. So stop being negative. All right, y'all. Great conversation. Thank you so much for being open. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Cocktails with the Queens when we return. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens on this fine Monday night. All right, y'all. America's number one meal kit, HelloFresh, is here to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And we all love that. Now with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. So convenient. So you can skip trips to the grocery store and soak up the last of the summer sun by counting on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. Now the meals are ready in 30 minutes or less. Lightning prep recipes and quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule. Now, we out here trying to get it, so we need HelloFresh in our lives to make this thing go smoothly. Now, where else can you get over 55 weekly options to choose from each week, ranging from family-friendly to fit and wholesome and even veggie? HelloFresh has tasty and nutritious meals that are sure to please everyone. Now, go to HelloFresh.com/CWQ16 and use code CWQ16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/CWQ16 and use CWQ16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. That's right, y'all. You want this, and this will make your life so much easier. Who doesn't love that? All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break while you go ahead and get online and go ahead and order your HelloFresh. And we'll be right back with more show right after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queen. Speaking of queens, there's one last queen on earth. Queen Elizabeth has passed away. And it was all on the news the whole weekend. What did y'all think about that? Did y'all have any thoughts on the passing of the queen? Do y'all care, not care? I mean,
I do. You know, the fact that there was a woman for 70 years that was the head of a lot of stuff. I know a lot of people were like, oh, what about she got to apologize for this, that, and the third. I get it. I get it, y'all. I'm not saying that, you know, no one's perfect. You know, history is not perfect. Okay. We've had slavery. We've had a lot of things, but I just celebrated that it was a female that, you know, ran. She was head. She was in charge for 70 years. So I celebrate her, but I was mad at the way that some of them children, 9 children, some of them folks treated Meghan Markle when, you know, thank God that William reached out to Harry and said, you guys come unite as a family. I personally think that it was one of the Queen's last wishes when she told Charles and them, yo, let's get this family back together. So, you know, I just didn't like the people, the way they kind of snubbed Meghan. That was my only thing. But rest in peace and prayers up to the family to move into a new chapter.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Ray, what you think?
I concur, because you know Turks and Caicos is British West Territory.
All right.
So she was very instrumental in my decisions in my wedding and, you know, me coming out to the trumpets and said I wanted to come out to Najee, you know what I mean, kind of thing. So, you know, but I think for a woman to be in power that long speaks volume, first of all, honey. And because we know she did that. We may not agree with everything she did, but she did that and she did it for so long. So she was holding it down along with, I think, is it 13 or 16 other countries, you know what I mean, territories?
Yes.
And I think as a grandmother, we have to remember that she's still a woman and a girl too. And that's so for her grandson to marry and have to go to the States to get support, I'm hoping too that her last wish was to say, I am leaving my grandson what he deserves out of this family. And I want him to know that I love him. I hope that she did do that. And I hope that he accepts that, because he has been ostracized. You know what I mean? And that's not right. Now, all of a sudden, he's able to walk with his brother and his brother's wife now, you know, but also that's kind of hard too, because you ultimately know how the country feels and how people feel, you know, that used to serve you as well. So that's one of those jealousy things we were talking about earlier.
That's right.
You know, so, you know, kudos to him and them and the family for rising above that, because you have to, you know, put her to rest the proper way. And rest in peace, Queen Elizabeth.
Selena.
Rest in peace, Queen Elizabeth. She did 96 years. She lived a long life. She did a thing. Rest in peace.
I'm not sad. I'm not happy. I'm just not sad, just because of the history with that monarchy and all the damage that England has done to Black and brown countries, all the diamonds they have ripped out of the heart of Africa and South Africa. She was walking around with that 530 carat diamond that they stole from Black countries. And I just, I don't celebrate her death. I don't, it is someone's mama and someone's grandmother and probably someone's great, great grandmother. And I'm not, it's not a disrespecting like that. I just don't feel the heartbreak of it all because of the history behind it. And I seen a bunch of videos online about Black folks that are suffering still at the direction of the British monarchy and the UK and the stuff that they do. You know what I mean? America too. America got a real crappy, you know, the stuff that we doing behind the scenes that we just are so protected from. So it's glamorous when we see the prince and the king and the queens and the duchesses and all that kind of stuff. But behind them smiles and little, you know, 110-pound bodies, there's a lot of wickedness that they were okay with because they want these lifestyles. They've stolen trillions of dollars out of Africa. So England and China, give money back to the Black folks. I'm gonna feel sorry for you.
But here's the thing: that was then. That's just like us being real mad at the white folks that had people in slavery.
Those and I am still.
I'm still mad. I'm sorry. Listen, you can't just blame it on the British. There's a whole bunch of monarchies around the world that have been raping and enslaving people for centuries. You can't just blame it on them.
I'm mad at them. The French ones too. The Spanish ones too. All them hoes. All them hoes that take boats over to Africa and steal and then leave the people worse off than when they got there.
And here's the thing.
Even some Italians.
That now that Prince Charles is King Charles and he's old as Methuselah too. I don't know how long he's going to last. However, he knows the damage that he's caused. Even with Diana and even with marrying his mistress and our honest woman and all of that. Now your sons are coming behind that. At least that one son, Andrew, is coming behind him. And he's a younger generation. So let's pray for change with him so he can have something better. You know.
And then the little Andrew guy caught up in the sex scandal. The little Andrew, was it Prince Andrew with the sex?
As you did not see Prince Andrew present because the queen immediately removed all of his credentials. When that sex charge came up, that was hard for her to do for her son. You know what I mean? That was after Prince. He was going to be next. She stripped him. When she heard about that, she said, uh-uh. But still, that is her son. And you did see her make peace with him before she died. But she stripped him of his, you know, titles.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I remember that.
And well, she didn't like Trump.
She was on point with that.
All right.
She thought
even a broken clock is even a broken clock is right twice a day. So I'm gonna say I'm happy about that. Okay,
thank you.
Rest in peace, Queen.
We got a little melanin up in the royal. So
girl, those are age spots.
That's not true. We got some. You know, they say you got a little bit in you.
I love London. I have a great time going there, and I'm going to be there October 7th.
I love Harrods, girl.
So, ladies, before we go, I want to celebrate Selena's birthday one more time. I plan a
game.
Or false that we're calling Selena's Facts of Life. Selena will talk about something that may or may not have actually happened in her professional or personal life. And we're going to try to determine if it's true or false. And whoever answers incorrectly has to take a shot. Selena.
Let me go and fill my glass up a little bit.
Okay, we got 2 minutes. Selena, take it away.
Okay, true or false? I played tennis, basketball, and track in high school.
True.
I don't know about tennis. You play tennis. I'm gonna say false.
Yes, she did.
It's true.
Yeah, Claudia.
Okay, I did. I played first doubles in tennis.
Yes.
Okay.
But I literally just got on the tennis team to be off season from basketball. You know, our coach made us get on something for off season. You know how that is.
Let's get to our next one, Selena. What's the next one?
True or false? I have a bachelor's of science in nutrition. And I graduated summa cum laude.
No.
False.
True.
It's true.
Is not
good. Yourself before you wreck yourself. I'm thinking
Go ahead and drink.
This you is smart.
Told me how to take this weight off. Okay.
Okay. Next one.
True or false? I am a certified yoga instructor.
True.
False.
False.
True. I'm a certified yoga instructor.
I was going to say you a certified mom coach.
I'm that too. Okay.
Okay.
True or false? Okay, y'all gonna get this one. True or false? I can sing in 4 different languages: French, Italian, English, and German.
False.
God, Selena, that's hard. Because I know you be singing on tour.
Because I don't know if you do all that.
I mean, I know you can. That
drum has a whole bunch of different nationalities.
True or false? What is that?
False. Okay, false.
It's true.
German and all of them languages.
Guys, my first major in college at Drake University was music performance, and we had to learn all those different languages, the diction of singing all those different languages.
Real quick,
true or false, Lisa Ray has to sit this one out because it's cheating. True or false, one of Lisa Ray's cousins was my first personal assistant.
True.
It is true.
Yes. That was a good guess.
Okay.
Who was it? What I realized?
Who was it?
We need to know each other more. We need to
be together more. It's not right.
Well, thank you. That was a fun game, Selena. Okay. Your birthday was amazing. We're going to see you in Atlanta real soon. Thank you so much, Soulmates, for tuning in tonight and watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for the Pulse. And after the Pulse, Portia.
I'm going to be on the Pulse tonight, y'all.
And then Portia, watch it. And then